Okay, here we go. Five ideas for parshas of Aschana and Shabbos. Nachem ol Tashanayin Tess. Learning Shvei Sichos Leili Nishmas Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruvei Nassim. Shvei Meil Tzioshir for us and all of Klai Yisrael Bez Hashem Yisbarach. For Shlema for Ben Yom and Simcha Ben Adir Minyo. Sipar Lebech HaMash Yudav and Henach Morach Abifer HaSimcha. First idea comes to us from the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe says at the beginning of the parsha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk of Hei, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rebbeinu Shem, Evra Na Be'eretz Ha'aretz HaToyva. Please let me pass over and see the good land. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, if he's going to go into the land, he's going to see it. Of course, if you're going to go in the land, you're going to obviously see it. Why so redundant? If you're going to pass the land, let him see the good land. What's going on? Says the Kotzke Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu is making a proclamation. He's making a pledge that if I get be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to see the good. I'm going to see the good of Eretz Yisrael. Which says the Kotzke Rebbe, which he was really doing, it was a sharp contrast to what the Meragim did, because what the Meragim did was they were just looking in for the bad, for the evil. Says the Kotzke, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Ever another Eretz Aretz HaToyva. The Rebbeinu Shem, let me into Eretz Yisrael and let me see the good. Rabbi Rothwax said the whole point of Tisha B'Av, the Rabbi of Kent Marasha, Shul and Tinek, he says the whole point of this Tisha B'Av, Tav Shin Ayin Tes, Tehei Shnas Ayin Toiva. This should be the year of Ayin Tov. We have only a little over a month left to work in our Ayin Tov, to look for the good in our lives, to look for the good in each other. And this is exactly what the Mishnah tells us of Perkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Chav Beis. To be a Talmid of Avram Avinu, Talmid of Avram Avinu, first thing, want to be like Avram Avinu? Ayin Toiva, to have a good eye. To look for the positive, to always look for the optimistic, for the good. Look for the good in everything, in everyone, in everything. Beautiful idea from the Kutzker and Rabbi Rothak. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chayza of Lublin, whose yard sale was just Tisha B'Av. Says the Choza, our second Choza in the week in a row. The Pasuk says, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Tes. Rak, he shamer lecha, shmo nafshecha, ma'od, pentishkach, esedvarem, marshe ro'i necha. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to beware, watch your very self, so you don't forget what your eyes saw. And you could tell your children what you saw. Says the Choza, there's a much deeper idea here. Rak, we know that the Gemara tells us that rak, it's a qualification, it's a limitation. Rak, he shamer lecha. When it comes to your physical lecha, at the end of the day, take ordinary precautions. Rak, he shamer lecha. But when it comes to your nefesh, ushmo nafshecha, petishkach, zetivram, ashori, and elanecha, it goes into a whole thing. Be very diligent when it comes to your nefesh. Be very diligent when it comes to your soul. But rak, he shamer lecha, when it comes to your physical lecha, okay, be careful. But when it comes to your spirituality, it goes into a whole long thing. This reminded me of an Ashachar, Rabbi Simon likes to quote the Imre in the Imre Baruch. We say in Aleinu, right? Which the Poshup Shad is above in this world. There's no one else besides Rabbeinu Shem. Says the Ashach, when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to heavenly matters, spiritual matters, Mimal, we got to go for the best. The best Rebbe, the best Chavrusa, the best Gemara, we don't hold back for Ruchnis. When it comes to Aretz, comes to your dinner, comes to your camp, comes to your vacation, Mitachas, you don't always have to be the best. You have nice things, but realize that at the end of the day, when you want to go for the best, that'd be in Ruchnis. And that's what the Chayza says here. Rak, when it comes out, Shishamalacha. When it comes to Ruchnis, Monavshacha Ma'od, to be very, very careful when it comes to Ruchnis. Bashamai Mimal, Allah's Mitachas, beautiful idea from the Chayza and the Ashachakash. Moving on to idea number three. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Yisimcha Bonim of Pshischa. The Pasuk says in Perek Dal, Pasuk of Test, Uvikashtem Misham as Hashem Alokechel Matzasa. From there, you will seek Hashem, your God, and you will find Him. Says of Simcha Bonim of Pshischa, one of the holy Hasidic masters, and tells us a very little pshat in Hebrew. Uvikashtem is Loshen Rabim. And the end of the Pasuk of Matzasa is a Loshen Yachid. Why, says of Simcha Bonim, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Uvikashtem, Loshen plural, Loshen Rabim. And at the end it says, Matzasa Lashon Yachid, singular. So Rav Simcha Bonim tells us a fascinating idea on davening. Says Rav Simcha Bonim, the Gemara tells us a bracha on Chesam and Aleph, the importance of davening with a minyan. And praying as a group, we know it's called Tzfilah Shibit Tzibor. Tzibor, Tzadi Beis Reisht, is an acronym for Tzadikim, Beinunim, and Rishayim. Because what you see, says Rav Simcha Bonim, when someone davens individually, you're under much scrutiny by the Rabbeinu Shem. But we need to pray together with a group. Even a Rasha could sail through a little bit. The Torah is telling us, Uvikashtem, when you're seeking together with the public, you're davening together. When you're davening coming together, not individually, Umatsasa, you will find. What does that mean? Umatzasa means if you gather together, you kashtem, you down with the minion, you care about each other, umatzasa, you're going to find, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to find you and you're going to receive all your personal desires from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This reminded Maisa me straight up from the Alter Rebbe, from the Hayom Yom, from Yud Bey Zav, for tomorrow's Hayom Yom. The Alter Rebbe quotes the Maggid of Mezich who said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, the commandment to love your fellow men as yourself, Ahavta Lecha Kamocha, is an actual commentary for Ahavta Hashem Lakacha. When one loves a Jew, he loves Hashem. For within a Jew, there's part of a God. Thus, when one loves a Jew, meaning when one loves that nucleus within him, one actually shows love to Hashem. When we gather together, we daven for each other, Tisha B'Av is not just over, but we think about Klal Yisrael, we think about the Jewish people in Sarah. We think about people like that Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit, whose life mission is to care about other people. Their pain is our pain. We're thinking about Klal Yisrael, not just Tisha B'Av. Every day I'm thinking about Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly what the Simcha Banim tells us, and what the Alter Rebbe told us from the Maggid, told us from the Baal Shem Tov. When we show love to fellow man, we're showing love to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Beautiful insight from Simcha Banim, Pshischa, and the Baal Shem Tov. Moving on to Adin number 4. And to be able to learn more about Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit, I highly recommend to watch, if you didn't have the schus to watch his Levaya yesterday, and all the amazing speeches that showed who he was, of his achdus, of his care, of his passion and desire to motivate himself, to motivate others. You can find it on YouTube. Just type in Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit Levayot. One of the more inspiring times of my entire life. The family Sheva, tremendous Nechama Mamash. Moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4 comes to us from Yevisol Salanta, the founder of the Musar movement. Paragdalan, Pasuk Lamentes, Viadata Hayom, Vashevosa El Bavecha. Realize it today and ponder it in your heart. Says Yevisol Salanta, beautiful idea and so practical. He says, how many of us know the right thing? We know the right thing. Intellectually, we know the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know the right thing to do sometimes. But it says, V'yatata hayom is not enough. The hashivosa el levavecha. We have to grasp it. It has to marinate inside our souls, inside our neshamas. It has to impress upon our hearts. Says Rasul Solanter, it's not just good enough to know something, but it has to motivate our actions. It has to make us different people. It's a translate from our head to our leif, our malach to our leif, to be able to come together. And this is actually what the Baal Zarebi, Rav Yeshua of Belz, tells us. In the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Lamed, Pesukim Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, the faint like the Eitan Katz, the beautiful niggun that he just came out with a few months ago, Kikarav Eilacha, Hadavar Ma'or, Beficha, Bevavcho, La'asoso. It's so close in your heart, and Rashi Ramban tells us what's Kikarav, Torah, Tshuva, says the Baal Zarebi. You want to know how to get things into your heart? It starts beficha. If you talk about it beficha, then it will trickle down to vavcha. It's got to start. Like the Kabbalistic Rebbe says, "Hemanti ki adaber." How do you build the muna? Ki adaber, by talking about it. Says the Baal Zarebi, Shua Belz, ki kar velecha beficha bevavcha lasos. Start with talking about it, and then it'll trickle down. And that's what Yisrael Salanter is telling us here. You can't just know things, know that achdus is important. You have to talk about it. Achdus, the Muna, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we talk about it, the more it'll marinate inside of us. Beautiful insight, Yisrael Salanter, and the Baal Zarebi. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5, I thought we would talk about Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yom HaShem Elokeichem. Says the Tzvi al Melech of Din of the Bnei Yisachar. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, comfort yourselves. How? With the thought that you are my people, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let the thought that you are my people be your greatest comfort in times of trouble. When you're going through a hard time, know that you're still Ami. You're still mine. That everything that happens, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, you're mine. We have an everlasting connection, an eternal connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the biggest Nechama. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Chaf Hei. Mitzvah Se'amunah B'mitzias Hashem Lahamin She'yesh Lo'olam Eila Echad. Eloka Echad. To know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who exists in everything. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, this week's Parsha. To know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is your God, your personal God. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is there for everyone. He's there b'hashkacha pratis for every single person. We went through a Tisha B'Av this week. We went through a lot of tzaras this week. But to know the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, your mind, says the Meis Chaschar. Says there, Sefer HaChinuch, know the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you. Mitzvah Se'amunah B'Metzias Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is here, he exists. He's with us. We're one with him. That's why I firmly believe the Nechama. The Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm with you. I'm yours. You are with me. Let's review these five ideas. We start with the Chatzko Rebbe. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu says that Ebron Nav Eretz Eretz Tova? If he's going to pass in, of course he's going to see the land. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Ebron Shem, let me in to Eretz Yisrael. I'm only going to see the good. I'm only going to see the positive, not like the Meraglim." And that's what the Rebbe Rothrock said. Rebbe Rothrock said, "Heishnas Ein Tova." This year should be an Ein Tova. The last 30, 40 days we have of this year, we must make sure we're working like to be a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. To be an Ayin Toiv. The Chos of Lund tells us, Rak Yishem Elecha. Rak, when it comes to yourself, Rak Yishem Elecha, when it comes to Lecha, you Gashmas, Rak. You have to be careful. But Shemor Nafshecha, when it comes to your soul, it goes on and on to worrying about your Ruchnias. That's what the Ashkha Kodesh says, Bashamai Mimal. When it comes to Ruchnias, heavenly matters, Mimal, you gotta go for the best. Fala Arat, when it comes to your dinner, Mitachas. Pizza's important, but which slice, this and that? Relax, it's going to be okay. The third idea, Rav Simcha Ben Reb Shischa, beautiful insight. Tells us why is it in Perek Dal Chavtes. The Pasuk says, start off plural Rabbim, then ends off B'yachid, V'kashchem, which is plural, and Metzasa is singular. Because we have to daven to the Rabbonu Shem together, to be together B'tzvila B'tzibur. When you daven individually, we don't have the Koch HaTzibur. Tzibur is Sari B'Yizresh, Tzadikim, Benin, and Mishram. We daven together, and you gather and seek the Ribbono Shel Olam together, then umatzasa, you're going to find that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to, you dive in together, you come to unite, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you find your greatest desires. V'kashchem, you come to seek the Ribbono Shel Olam, make sure you're going to do it in a matzasa way, make sure you do it together in one unified fashion. And this is what the Alter Rebbe said for the Maggid, said for the Baal Shem Tov, when we show love to each other, we're also showing love to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because every within every Jew has a spark of God. And we saw Solander tells us, V'yadata hayom v'ashevosa elav avecha per dalab. It's not good enough. Yadata hayom. It has to come from our brain to our hearts. It has to trickle down. And how do we do that? Says the Belzer Rebbe, Yeshua Belz. We have to talk about it. The moment we talk about it, the moment it will trickle down from our mouths into our hearts. Finally, the fifth and final idea, Shabbos Nachem Ben Yisrael, tells Nachem Nachem Ami, how do we get past this week? This week of tremendous Tishbavs. Tishbavs going on, literally 2019 Tishbavs. How do you get through it? Nachem Nachem Ami, that I'm with you, that you're mine. Come to yourself that you're still my nation. The Baruch tells us he destroyed the base of Middash, but he didn't destroy our connection. Our connection is eternal, it's everlasting, it's forever. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch tells us. Sefer HaChinuch tells us to know in the Baruch Hashem, B'Nitzis HaMunah, B'Mitzis Hashem, L'Hashin, L'Hamin, She'yesh L'Olam, L'Okacha, that we have the Mitzis HaNoichi Hashem L'Okacha. To believe in the Baruch Hashem is with us every single minute, every single day. Shvizoch HaBez Hashem, to take these lessons of Ayin Tov, to seeing the good, to making sure to keep the main thing as Rav Judah says, to keep the Ruchnias the main thing. To be able to make sure we always come together when we daven, to daven for each other, daven for Klal Yisrael. To be able to make sure that at the end of the day, when we're not just talking the talk, but we walk the walk, that it should go from our brains to our hearts, and be able to make sure to have that nechama, to have the nechama of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Nachem Menachem Ami, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm yours and you are mine forever, and that will never change.